For me, it's more about options, really. Like at the end of the day, like it comes down to most guys are in relationships, I feel like, because it's either, hey, I'm gonna jerk off on Saturday night, or I gotta put up with her shit and I get laid, you know? And it's like, and a lot of it's out of laziness, a lot of it's out of lack of options, whatever the case may be, but it's not correct. Like for me, I think a correct
man, you got that right. You definitely got that right, because that's exactly how I feel about a lot of men I know. They have to have an option. Like they couldn't do what I'm doing when it comes to not dealing with a woman. And most of them will say it's a headache because they don't, you know, we don't take the time to find the right partner, but we find someone that's good enough. And then for us guys, we just say, well, they're all going to give us crap anyway. So fuck it. Let's just roll with it. And they really go into it for the wrong reasons, man. And I see it all the time, and I don't understand that concept at all, man. I really don't. And I think it's good. I guess I don't understand it. What has me perplexed is that I don't understand it for the people that already have been married. Like, if you've never been married, I totally get it. And even then, guys have reservations. But if you've already been married and you want to go through that rodeo again, I don't get that. That's why I, especially as a guy, there's no upside. There is nothing advantageous about it other than having company and sex available. And even then, at some point, that's going to wear off, because many times you see the woman let themselves go. And I've realized this too about relationships, that people, when they're single, they work out, they take care of themselves. And when they get in a relationship, forget about it. They're done. And that's when I talk about that show that I look for. And I believe people don't give you their worst. They'll hide it. And it's a waiting game for me. It really is. But that concept of marriage, man, and being in it and knowing the ramifications for a guy, even if you're working class. And that's the thing about it, because most of the time, the guy is the one making more money. He may be making 10% more money, 15% more, 5% more, 20% more. But the guy is making more money. So when you make more money, you're going to get screwed, man. Man, I was just hearing another story from somebody here around the way. Oh, my gosh. And all of it has to do with money. She's going apeshit because she wants money. So she's making it crazy, coming up with stories. And the system is not built for us guys. Again, I understand that if it's your first time, which I believe this is the guy that I'm mentioning right now, that's his first time. But if he goes through it again, I don't know. Man, it's crazy. Like just hearing that story, and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, dude, I hope you don't go through this again. I know for me, I just can't see myself. I'll go ahead and celebrate it. I always go back to that. I will celebrate it. I will have it on Facebook. I will buy a ring. I will go ahead and have a crew. Anything you want to celebrate in the moment, I'm all in. But going through the courts, no. I can't do that. And even now, I'm having reservations about having a kid with somebody. Maybe I'll go ahead and be a sperm donor to somebody. But that's it. I can't do it. Because I just see the people that are, I can't say they're not happy, but they're not living to the way they want to live. And I'm going to have another podcast about that. Some things that I was listening to. But I get so weirded out, man. And it's not as if it comes back to that word jaded. I don't feel I'm jaded because I have no problem going on a date, but people are not willing to be patient. And all I see in social media, when I see other people that are going through that process of being engaged, going through marriage, you see the girls, hey, yeah, put a ring on it. You better put a ring on it. Don't just get her pregnant. They want that tying legal agreement. It just seems like if you're not married, you're single. Even if you're taking care of you, you're single. It's like, why don't you take care of yourself? Isn't that what this age is all about? Isn't that what it's, as far as our society and what people are screaming about, equality, right? Don't you want to go ahead and get your own career and work? And that's the path that I'm going to have those hard talks with my child. I'm going to, look, love is great. Go for it. But I need you to keep focusing on yourself. Like, that has to be a compliment to your life. It can't be the end all be all. You can't be chasing that title. You can't. You got to, I mean, if that's what you really want to do, by all means, I wouldn't suggest it. Because I've seen so many women in my life that are very emotionally dependent, whether I've dated them and whether I have them in my family, where they're just very emotionally and financially codependent, and they're not able to create their own wealth or strive or even try, right? They can get a job and just maintain, but as far as them being corporate business-minded people and hustling and all that, no, no way. It's not there. And that's the problem I see. I see the biggest things I see is the level of entitlement that women have. It's all about them. The guy has to do all the work and they make the decisions. You know, they're the ones that it's a really weird thing. And they don't mutually reciprocate. It's weird, man. I just see it from the outside and I see it all the time with people around me, and I don't know. It's just not something I want to dabble into, and there's no rush at all. Like I said, I've only had two dates in 2018. Not a care in the world, and I'd rather just stay here and play video games versus go out and meet girls. It's, I mean, it's sad, and these are the conversations I'm going to have to discuss with my daughter. It's not that I'm angry or bitter. It's just that, man, I don't want to take on somebody. Well, I don't think anybody should. I don't think anybody should take on somebody. But guys do. Guys do it because, and that's why guys look at me weird, because when I talk to them about me not having any interest or inclination, for many of them, I think, for me, it's laziness. Part of it is laziness, just having somebody there, keeping you company, because you're not a person that can function being alone, per se. And I don't mean alone where you don't have any friends or family. It's just more you don't enjoy your own company. You may have your moments when you do, but for the most part, I think people need that partner around. That fear of dying alone is really weird. That is one of the concepts that, for people, let's just say, if they're, yeah, I'm just thinking, because I see so many people afraid of being alone. They're afraid of doing their own thing, as if they don't know how to socialize and mingle. And with men, I think what it is, when they marry or get with somebody, I think their options are limited. They just don't want to. Part of it is that they don't have a lot of options, because if there were multimillionaires, a lot of guys, I think it's going to be harder for my daughter, I think, because guys are now are, and that's the thing about the internet and YouTube, and guys have all these thoughts, and when similar thoughts align, you have a movement, right? Or you have an understanding, just like what I'm talking about now. It comes from a place of saying there is no upside. Being in a relationship is great. Being with somebody that you connect with and you get along with and you have fun with and it's your best friend, it's amazing. But people don't search for that on both sides. Like, women are looking for that stability and guys are looking for the intimacy aspect of it. And that's the part where I don't understand it, especially if you've been married already. Like, especially if you've gone through that rodeo. I'm sitting there just scratching my head and just nodding my head side to side, because, again, I understand it if you've never been through it. And then there's some guys that, I know somebody that recently got married. It's like, people can deal with the headaches or are, it seems like for a lot of guys, dealing with the headaches is worth the sex and companionship. That's what I feel. My dad is that way. My dad's got married 3 times, he says. I don't know. I don't think he's probably been with 3 long term. Maybe once, maybe twice. I don't know. But 3 times? I don't know. But anyway, he'll tell you more times. I think he says 5 or 6. But anyway, my point is, how can you go through it again after the first time? Like, what upside? But I understand it too, because the women, like, if they have a good girl, like, where they deem, like, okay, she's tolerable, you know, she's not my perfect one. Well, the girl, if she's attractive or if she's good looking, she's not going to settle for just being a girlfriend. So that clock is being put on you as a guy. You know, that's the thing about us guys. It's like when we catch a girl, we kind of want to not go there right away. But the girl is pushing. It's like, let's go, motherfucker. Give me that label. You know, move me in. Give me that ring. Let's get married. It's like, oh, man. Marriage is basically for women. I mean, marriage is for women because guys don't, like I said, I mean, there's no upside. I mean, think about it. If a guy, I'm not even talking about the rich people, right? Those guys get royally screwed. I'm talking about the regular working class guy, right, that works for the house, that works, and, you know, makes probably 20% more, like I said, than the wife. And, you know, he's just always providing for everybody and things don't work out. I mean, he's going to get screwed in so many ways. And at the end, you got to go ahead and maintain that, right, and keep that connection financially. And then you're trying to date somebody new that's going to have the same expectations. It's like, man, that's brutal. I can't do it. I can't do it again. It's not for me. I mean, I'll do everything but legally marry, because I don't want to tie. Because because women and people, I think it's guys too. Guys get complacent too. Guys become less romantic. Guys become less reassuring. They stop courting. So it's both ways. It's not just women, but people get lazy. And I want to have that paranoia button at all times. Or not even that. It's more of a genuine connection. I mean, what's wrong with having a genuine connection with, and that's the problem that I run into, that the people that I'm attracted to or that I want to go down that route of building a friendship first, they're not in it for that. They're definitely trying to go through their 100-plus applications because they get a lot of resumes. They got the 100 applications a day, and they're trying to sort somebody out. Okay, you're the guy. Take me out on a few dates. I'm going to have multiple dates going, and I'm going to go out with you on Friday. I'm going to go out with this other guy on Saturday. I'm going to meet this other guy. You know, when the women are dating, they're just going through interviews left and right. And then it's like, okay, Friday and Saturday didn't work out. Sunday didn't work out. Okay, let me call my fuck buddy. Go ahead and have him come over. We have a long history. It's complicated. But I have him come over, you know, take care of my needs. Like, women have that leverage in that regard, you know. I mean, guys do. Guys can have it, but they'll be lying their ass off. Like, women could be more direct with guys. And we like, okay, I just want a fuck buddy. Guy be like, okay. But you try to tell that to a girl, man, and I don't want to hear any of you girls saying, no, I know many girls. That's girl-on-girl bullshit talk. Because there's no girl that is going to ever, that is somewhat attractive, is going to be giving that option out there and throwing it out there from the get-go or even in the beginning. They're not doing that. If they're investing time with you to date and to hang out, they're looking to get that title. They're looking to get locked in. They're looking to show up with you at events. They're looking for all of that, that companionship. But I always go back to this. I think marriage is mostly for women. And in this day and age where women are working, women are career-minded, the rules are so archaic, in my opinion, you know, because the women are still, in many cases, especially in the poor areas where they're trying to find a way out. I mean, they're probably being told to, you know, find your meal ticket. I don't know. But it's a negative free roll, like Dan Brazerian says. There's no upside to marriage, I feel. And I keep saying that, but I just reflect on this because I just see people around me, a carousel of new people that come into my life, whether it's connections through work, through acquaintances, that through news and stories that I read, it's the same story of people not going into it for the right reasons, and shit hits the fan, someone gets personal, and there's the guy paying attorney fees, getting screwed out of child support, has limited access to their kids because the woman filed a crazy report. It is not true, even though you've never had a criminal record, but you're a guy, so they have to give her the benefit of the doubt. Stinks like that. It's like, why? And again, I mean, I just can't. And like I said, I know a guy, a friend, I mean, a couple years ago, man, got arrested. The girl took his laptop, ran for the hills. She got crazy, took his laptop, and he went over to get it. She called the cops on him, got arrested, trespassing. Yeah. The judge eventually dismissed the charges because she tried to put a restraining order, and he had to go ahead and show all the text messages that showed that she was crazy, you know? But, you know, it's like the girls get the benefit of the doubt, and then the guy has to prove otherwise. He's guilty until proven innocent. And that's when I go back to, you know, for you girls that have those intentions, shame on you. And for you guys that have those intentions of using your woman as somebody to fuck and not care for their needs and playing along, shame on you too. It goes both ways. And it's an ugly, ugly dating world out there. And yeah, so many ugly things about just the marriage concept in general. Guys, especially if you've done it before, why are you doing it again?
And when you're in a relationship and you feel trapped, the first thing you want to do is run, right? So you got this one person, you know, that inevitably ends up feeling trapped, and the other person, you know, kind of gets lazy or complacent. And I feel like it just snowballs. You know, there's like a lot of momentum things, right? So if relationships just starts kind of going downhill and you're trapped in it because you're legally bound, I just feel like it's just going to get worse and worse, and the girl's going to stop giving the blowjobs, and the guy's going to resent it, and then maybe he cheats. You know what I mean? It's like this whole cycle that just wouldn't happen if you were hanging out because you wanted to hang out. Because let's face it, if you're hanging out with a chick and you like her and she's cool, and then she just decides to just completely let herself go and she turns into a fat ass, and she just like stops wanting to have sex, you're just going to, you know, fuck other girls, or you're just not going to hang out with her, right? But if you're married to her, you don't really have a choice. I mean, now you're kind of like, you got to ask the government permission and, you know, this and that.